Here we are, episode 26, Beyond the Scoreboard.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, it is just two men tonight.
That's right.
Jackson and Naden, just us bringing to you tonight on this
fine evening of Beyond the Scoreboard.
Potential bad weather evening.
Yeah.
So make sure you're being safe out there.
Hopefully we're able to go the whole time, get everything, get all this information out to you before it gets too bad out there. Hopefully it doesn't cut us off.
I live out in the boonies, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, well, let's hop right into it. We got a full slate for you guys. I mean, it's been been a whale of a week. I mean, college basketball, we're down into the Final Four, baby. We're getting down to the nitty gritty.
MLB, we got all one seeds, crazy.
Yep. MLB, we're starting week two. We're rolling, baby. We're all in.
What an opening weekend this has been! Like an opening week, I guess it's been for MLB too.
Been nuts. Torpedo bats. Whoever thought of that?
Well, the Yankees.
MIT student did. An MIT student did.
Was it?
Yeah. It was student that was working for the Yankees that came up with the idea.
Well, hey, it worked out pretty well, I'd say.
Go you.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Congrats to that guy.
Yeah.
Give him his paycheck.
See, what else? What else? Kind of big noteworthy news said before we actually dive into the deep news.
There was a. Obviously, Aaron Judge hit three home runs in that game where the Yankees hit their nine. That's insane. You got
Jokic.
61 points, by the way.
Hey, save my fantasy team, buddy. Put up 99 points for me for fantasy.
One could wish.
That's got to be a record.
It is a record. Surely, right? I mean, he puts at six. That's the most points for a triple double ever. So I'd have to imagine, like he beat out Luka and who's the other one who had it? 60 was the record, and he beat it last night with 61.
Was it probably like Kobe or something?
I don't remember who it was. Yeah, rip Kobe, my goat. Let's see.
I mean, in my opinion, with that performance that he had last night, he puts a stamp on MVP.
Not only MVP, does he enter?
Okay, okay, we're not doing this.
Does he enter the conversation?
Jordan. It's Jordan.
For the GOAT?
It's Jordan.
You know, you got LeBron, you got MJ, who's like, and then do you put who's that? Jokic? Is he entering the conversation?
No.
For the GOAT? I don't know. I think he might be. I think he might be entering that conversation.
Actually, you know what? Let's do this now. We'll have this conversation now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Where's he at? Where's he at?
He did crack top 10. My opinion, he cracked top 10.
Easily, already. Think about how early on he is in his career.
And I know that's the scary part.
I know. And he's already breaking these numbers. Like the fact that he's breaking the numbers he is this early on in his career, is he entering that conversation?
You know, we haven't done one of these in a while. Let's do like a power top rankings, 10 all, if you will.
All time?
Top 10 all-time NBA players.
Oh, no. Gosh, I don't know if I'm not knowledgeable enough for this, but all right, let's screw it. Obviously, my number one is easy. I'm working backwards from this because... I'll just do my number one to start it off. LeBron. LeGoat.
Okay.
LeGoat, obviously. And then I guess number two is going to be like Michael Jordan or whatever, whoever that guy is. Okay, I don't even know that. Whatever. I don't even know who that guy is. MJ, Michael Jordan, what? He's never heard of him, honestly. I mean, this is a hard comp. Like, this is a hard top 10.
It's so hard.
Because it's like, you have guys that played in completely different type of NBA league. You know what I mean? Like,
and I know that's the hardest part about this.
Yeah. The game now is completely different from the game that they played in, like Michael Jordan or Larry Bird or Kobe, even. Like, Kobe played in a different type of NBA than what it is now. Like, it has changed so much in the last 5 years, even. But I don't know.
That's six.
This is hard.
My biggest problem is trying not to make it like biased at all. And so far, I think I've done a decent job, but now I'm kind of getting to the part where it's like,
well, it's impossible not to be biased. I swear. Ooh. So, all right. Do you have your top 10?
Almost.
I think I have a good idea. Definitely have a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I got mine.
Okay, let's hear yours.
Okay. Don't even work from the bottom. I'll work from the bottom up for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Number 10, Tim Duncan.
Okay.
A guy that was a dominant for as long as he was and was like a guy that could flex. He could play the 3 or the 5 or the 4. That was the thing, is you could throw him anywhere in there. His main position, of course, was the 4, but at number 9, I have Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Interesting. But the reason I don't have Barkley any higher is because he doesn't got a ring.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason I'm not going to put him any higher. See, that was 9. Number 8, Karl Malone.
That's interesting. It's kind of wild.
Karl Malone. Granted, you could say, oh, it was John Stockton. No, it was Karl Malone.
I mean, okay. Go on.
That was 8. 7, LeBron James.
You're joking.
Okay.
You are joking.
So I'm going to give you my reasoning why. No. Just hear me out here. My reasoning why is everyone says he's the GOAT, or because, like, so what? You played how many more years than everybody else? There's still records that you will never break, yet you've played in the league 10 years longer than some of the guys ahead of you. And his efficiency numbers is the reason why I have him so low. His player efficiency numbers are so low. And when you got to look at the big debate, of course, is MJ or LeBron. The reason I have Bron so low and I have MJ, of course, at number 1 is because look at who all their teammates they played with. All-star players. Michael Jordan played with 2 throughout his career. Hall of Fame guys, he played with 1. LeBron played with 10. Finals records, MJ, 6-0. Finals MVPs, Jordan, 6-0.
7.
7 what?
You put him at 7.
7. So I originally had him at 4, and then there was 3 guys I forgot about that. I could put him all the way up at 4.
That's insane.
Potentially 3. I'll tell you my top 2 that he will never get around. MJ and Kareem.
I can't believe that.
Bro, Kareem was tough.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but
7. Number three, I have Magic Johnson.
Okay, that's fair.
Number 4 is Shaq. Like, Shaq's most dominant center to ever play the game.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain at 5.
Forgot about him, if I'm being honest.
Name another guy that's dropped 100 points in a game. Can't.
I forgot about him.
Larry Bird, I have at 6.
We have similar lists.
Except for you have LeBron at 1, whatever.
I do have LeBron at 1.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. 7.
7's too low.
7 was rough. I'll put him 4.
No.
No, I lied. I'll put him 5. I'm not putting him above Shaq.
3. You should put him at 3. Minimum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you'll agree that MJ and Kareem could be ahead of him.
No, he should be at 2, but knowing you, I have to reason. So it's like 3 is the.
I'll put 5.
So at 10, I have Bird.
What, you have Bird 10?
Yeah.
Bird has to be in your top 10 just because, like, the thing that was so impressive about Bird from every video that I've ever watched about him, it was nonstop trash talk the entire game.
Yeah. Yeah. What a guy.
All right, who do you have at 9?
Jokic.
You see, okay, so I guess I did not put Jokic in mine. I probably could have. I probably would put Jokic at 9.
I just, if like, the thing is like, the trajectory he's on, surely That's my thing.
But my thing is it's too early in his career to tell.
No. He's setting these records already.
And that's what I'm saying.
The standards he's setting.
But we've seen some players be like, okay, these guys are going to be great. Then all of a sudden, they get one bad injury. All of a sudden, they're done. But like, you never hear from them again.
That's true. And then the rest of my list is pretty it's generic. You got
Shaq
at 8, Kobe at 7, Bill Russell at 6.
See, I left Kobe off mine. Where I was going to put him was right above Malone, right below Bron.
Yeah. And then I got Magic at 5. I have Steph Curry at 4 on my list.
You see, Steph Curry, I think Steph Curry is really good. I think if he would have set that record last night, he would have been
the top 10. That's the thing for me is he is just insane when it comes threes. He's completely changed the game when it comes to that. That's my thing. And then Jokic has changed the game when it's come to everything else.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then I have Kareem, MJ, LeBron.
You see,
I feel like that's a pretty Curry at 4 might be a little much, but
yeah, I think Curry at 4 is a little high, especially above like Magic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I that's that might be where I kind of whatever.
Because but it is a valid argument. Who's the best point guard of all time? In my opinion, it's not close. It's Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I think it's my recency bias kicking in there because the Curry LeBron.
You see, I liked more the style of the old school basketball than I do now, where you actually had to play defense.
Defense, yeah. Now it's just who can shoot the most threes.
Where now, who's going to shoot the most threes? Who's going to shoot better percentage from the floor? Where back then it was, who's going to force more turnovers?
Yeah.
Who's going to get more blocks? And honestly, who's going to get more rebounds?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I mean, no, that's why I will never watch the NBA All-Star game.
The NBA All-Star game is terrible. I feel like most people agree on that because it's just nowadays it's honestly worse than the Pro Bowl.
I would agree. I can't stand the Pro Bowl, but no, I would agree.
I at least like the skills shows when it comes to Pro Bowl. Like the talent show, not the talent show, but the showdowns. Those are interesting.
I'd agree.
Speaking of the NFL.
Yep.
All right. There's a lot of NFL news. Yeah.
Breaking news. Wait a minute. Do we gotta go through picks first?
Ah, yes. We do have a lot of picks from this past week. Speaking of
we'll just throw up big numbers here. We're not gonna go through each game. Aiden went perfect in the NCAA.
I did. I'm so proud of myself for that.
Congrats, man.
I went a whopping 22-6. Had a really good week. Obviously, these games are still going on here. These are tonight's games, so not sure the outcome of those yet, but we'll find out. And I'll add those to our all-time records afterwards. Bringing my all-time to 135-79. So honestly, too bad.
Great job.
Jackson. Wasn't the best of weeks. Unfortunately, you went 15-13. But you know what? It's okay. You gotta take some chances, you know?
Start off, I was rolling.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta take some chances. You can't pick the same as everyone, you know. You gotta move some ground. You gotta make it interesting. Still doing good all time though.
Oh wait, you actually have me better record than I should be.
Do I really?
Florida beat Maryland.
I do. You are correct. Wow. Hey, so you went even, but that's okay. And then we go to Garrett. Garrett went pretty decent.
Heck of a week for Garrett. What'd he have?
Yeah. 19-9.
19-9. Man, great job, Garrett.
Yeah, no kidding. So overall, not too bad.
He started off real hot in the NBA.
I know. When I was going through it, I was, checking off. I was like, holy cow, Garrett's going to beat me this week. But kind of towards the end, he was like, I need to make some upsets here. So, he decided to go that and kind of had some rough games. But you know what? Overall, not too bad last week for picks. But now moving on into the NFL news for this week. It's been a heck of a week for the NFL when it comes to the rules. They have been changing like crazy. First of all, you have overtime has been officially changed And we can all take a big sigh of relief because the thing that we've all been waiting for has finally happened. Both teams finally get possession in overtime. Thank God.
Oh, with an asterisk next to it, though.
Uh-oh.
Because, I don't know if you saw this, overtime is now cut.
Well, it's always been 10 minutes.
Oh, that's right. It was proposed to be 15.
15, yeah.
But they said, no, we're keeping it at 10.
Yeah, so, I mean, that part's interesting. I feel like it should be 15.
With both teams getting the ball, I'd agree.
Like, I understand because you don't want the players out there for, like, an extended amount of time.
But no, also, I'd like, agree as well.
But teams can definitely get 10-minute drives. Like, so that part does suck. But I get it. So that part, like, amazing news. Both teams finally get the ball in overtime. About time.
I'd agree.
In other news with the NFL, the kickoff, it is now a touchback at the 35-yard line instead of the 30-yard line. So
I
like that.
I kind of hate the whole thing.
The new kickoff rule. I understand
the whole thing. I'm done with it.
But I get it because
I do get it, but it didn't work the way they thought.
Player safety.
But it didn't work the way they thought. They're like, okay, we're going to do this and it's going to lead to more kickoff returns. It didn't. Your percentage, I think the percentage went up by 3%.
Well, I think that's why they're moving the touchback.
I don't think it'll matter. I really don't. I don't think it'll matter because if you have a strong enough defense, if you trust in your defense enough, those 5 yards aren't going to matter.
Well, if you look at the teams, like I know the Browns at least, because I was looking at where their kickoffs were landing on average, they were putting it down perfectly at like between the 5 and 10 yard line. So teams were forced to return it. So like the more like teams get used to it, the more that they're practicing that, and the more that they are forced to do that, it's like the better. You know what I mean? The more it's promoted.
I get from that point, but just personal opinion, I don't think it's going to work the way they're hoping it will. I think it's not going to matter. You're still going to bring in your kicker. You're still going to let them boot it deep because you're going to trust your defense to get you there.
No, I'd agree. Yeah. It's
the
it's
other
rough
rule
because
is the one that I'm excited for.
Yeah, the replay assist or the...
Replay assist. The replay assist I'm super excited for. They could have made it even better. They could have done, if there's not a penalty thrown, they can throw a penalty.
New York can step in and say, hey, this happened sort of situation. Yeah, so replay assist is now going to be effective on more plays.
Face mask.
PI, face mask.
Interferences. What was the other one?
Was holding.
Holding might have been one. Oh, and then roughing the passer.
Yeah. So it's like, replay assist is going to be effective to more plays. You also have... The chip in the ball is now going to mark where the first down is. They're going to have technology cameras on.
The XFL has.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to be able to have a better idea of where the ball was, if it crossed the first down line or not. So that's going to be.
Did you see how precise the XFL gets?
It's insane.
I was looking into this. They can get it down to a 100th of an inch on how short you are.
That's what
it
should be.
They were showing one. They were like, it is fourth down by 0.02 inches. I was like,
good.
What? UFL, correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Excuse me. My fault.
Same thing. But either way, it's like, that's how it should be. You have the technology to do that. Like, why aren't they?
Yeah. No, I'd agree. Fully. Like, fully agree.
That is determining games. So why aren't you? Like, you have the technology. Just do it. It makes no sense. I'm glad it's finally happening.
I'd agree.
Kind of getting away from the rule changes that have happened in the NFL. There's a lot of rumors and speculation.
We're getting to that time of year where all your leagues are putting out rumors.
Yeah, it's more so like there's not a lot happening in the offseason. All your big signings already happened. There's a few stragglers that need to sign left, but that's where you get into like, you still got Rodgers out there that needs signed.
I was going to say, but we don't got very many stragglers. That's like.
You got Rodgers, Chubb, Keenan Allen, Stephon Gilmore.
Okay, Keenan Allen, that's a scrub.
Well, hey, he still needs signed. Someone's ought to sign him, right?
Personal beef with that guy.
Well, you know, but there was some news.
A ball every now and then.
Hey, he caught a few. Probably not as many as he should have or could have.
He was also like fourth in the NFL in total drops.
Hey, the Browns know a lot about dropped balls. It's okay. We can relate.
All right, so do the Dallas Cowboys.
Garrett? Where's Garrett?
Yes. Just so you know, I did not catch the ball.
He didn't. That's right. Let's go Packers.
All right.
Go Pack, go.
Whoa.
Hey, I used to be a Packers fan. I used to be a Packers fan.
You went too far there.
Used to be a Packers fan. So, hey, Packers got me into football. Come on now. Good old Rodgers. But Rodgers is rumored to sign with the Steelers. I know that's kind of like where it was before, and then it was like, oh, the Vikings, and oh, it's here. But there was someone who said that there is a contract that's out there, and it sounds like he's signing with the Steelers.
So I am going to put out my prediction on it. I don't think he will sign until after the draft.
Really?
I think he waits until after the draft, because then after the draft, we'll give him more leverage.
See, but I disagree, because if the Steelers draft Jacksonville...
Do not be shocked if he signs on draft day.
I don't know. Because if the Steelers... I believe the Steelers will have the perfect opportunity to draft Jackson Dart at 21, right? Which, if that's the case, why go and sign Aaron Rodgers? Or why would Aaron Rodgers sign with the Steelers?
No, I'm not saying with the Steelers. I'm just saying with any team in general, he's going to have a lot more leverage after draft.
But where? Draft. Where would he go? Minnesota. What team would need him?
I still have seen things where he's still... Because Minnesota, you can tell by the way Minnesota's acting, they don't know what they want. It was, we still have our options open at quarterback. We're not sure who his QB wants. And then they switched their minds and was like, we're comfortable with our QB room. No, you're not.
Well, because
no, you're not.
If JJ isn't good to go, who do they have? Brett Ripon. Yeah, like if JJ's not
good to go. You're not comfortable. You are not comfortable with your QB room as what you say you are.
Yeah.
No, you might be a little bit comfortable with it because you might think JJ's your future, and who knows, maybe he will be. Another team though that would be key to look at depending on what happens in the draft is the Saints.
I think they draft Shador. I think Shador falls and the Saints draft him.
If he lasts that far, you got to remember he might not last that long.
I think he does. I don't see what other team drafts
because
him unless
you guys are ahead of him. The Giants, of course.
Well,
I still think it would be a very bad idea for them to even draft a quarterback in round one. Wouldn't hate a quarterback in round two. Would be good to get. Would be good to get one in round three.
Well, if you look at Adam Schefter, I think it was Schefter. I believe Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show today, said that the Browns and Giants, neither of them are looking like they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is huge. Like, that means Shador's going to fall. He's going to fall, to the Saints, probably, because realistically see any other team drafting
Colts
a quarterback.
Saints or Colts.
Unless the Raiders draft him.
That's true. They could, except behind Geno.
Yeah. I guess they just traded for Geno.
And they got,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
It'll be interesting.
So speaking of Shador falling, you know, the Browns don't take him. That means the Browns need a quarterback still. That leaves, back to the rumors we heard before, Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins would be the perfect opportunity for the Browns. What the Browns do. This is my personal, what I think the Browns should do, rather. What you do, you trade Greg Newsome, because he's been the perfect, this is his last year on his contract. You trade Greg Newsome and, a fourth or a third to the Falcons. You get Kirk Cousins and a sixth, and you're good. You have your quarterback. Then, with the second overall pick, you can either draft someone like Travis Hunter or Will Johnson to replace Greg Newsome. Or you can draft Abdul Carter, which is I understand you take the best overall player in that position. You put him opposite of Myles Garrett. You have a stacked defense, but it's also like you need to replace Greg Newsom there because, I mean, you have Denzel Ward and Martin Emerson, but then it's like you are missing that piece that you had last year. So it's like, I don't know. What do you do in that case? So, but then with Travis Hunter, you have someone who can play both wide receiver and corner. So what do you use him as in that scenario? Do you use him as a wide receiver or do you use him as a corner? It's like that's the scenario. Like you can use him as both.
I'm going to be not honest with you. Both. He doesn't get both.
Yeah, exactly. You're not in the NFL. You're not going to use him as both. So you're picking your poison, essentially.
As much as he wants to be both, it's not happening.
No, not in the NFL. Not on a professional level. So you're definitely going to pick your poison there. And it's kind of hard to, yeah. That's why I feel like Will Johnson would be the better choice at two. But for the second overall pick, that's kind of like a high pick for him. So I almost feel like you could trade back.
You could. With a team. I don't think they will.
I don't either.
Unless something crazy happens.
I do think Abdul Carter will be the selection, most likely.
And I think it'd be a good one. I mean, imagine him learning under Myles Garrett during OTAs.
Yeah. See, Jared, yeah, the Browns doing 17-18, get a defensive player high in draft, get another high draft pick next year and get a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could.
Yeah, but your only problem is if you are unable to get Kirk Cousins, you don't have a bridge guy. Then.
You have.
I mean, because who's Pickett. The backup now?
You have Kenny Pickett. And
you do have Kenny Pickett now. You're right.
And Stefanski says that Kenny Pickett, he's confident in. So, I mean, honestly. It is what it is. If we have to roll, if we have to ride with Kenny Pickett this year, I guess we're riding with Kenny Pickett until we get next year and get Arch.
Your only problem with doing that is in order to get Arch next year, you're going to need a big
pick. Have to tank. Yeah, you're going to have to tank unless we trade.
And that's going to make you know who not very happy.
Unless you tank Miles, or unless you trade Myles Garrett next year.
You're still open to that?
I don't, not after we just paid him as much as we did. I don't know, honestly, how you do it then. Because you're trading someone for a first, but who do you trade for a first in that case? You trade Abdul Carter, yeah, unless you trade right. your.
I don't know.
It makes no sense to me how. And
unless you re-sign Nick Chubb and then trade him next year.
Not for a first.
You'd be surprised if he has a good year this year. You could.
I mean, I guess. I don't see a world where you trade him for a first, though, not at 27 years old. We'll and not see. At a running, not at the running back position.
He's the most intriguing free agent to me.
I agree. I don't understand how he hasn't been signed yet.
I know. Everyone's like, "Oh, Rodgers and everything." You know what you're getting with Rodgers, 41-year-old.
Yeah.
That's going to come with drama, but he's also going to be able to sling the rock.
For sure.
You know what you're getting with. You don't know what you're getting with Nick Chubb.
No, he could
coming
be
coming off a bad injury. He could be. Potential offensive player of the year, or he could be
back to,
less than 1,000 yards.
Like he could just be a backup running back.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like he's come back from that injury before, and he was a dominant running back.
But that's when he was younger. Granted, he's not super old, but you got to think like, when that injury happened, he was still in college.
Yeah. True.
And
true.
So
I don't
he
know.
Had. Like, he had not just his youth to help him, but he had, of course, all that time to make it up and everything. I know he got hurt early this year as well, so he's had all that time to make it up. But, man, I don't know.
It's hard because it's like, as a Browns fan, I love Nick Chubb. I want him to come back. But it's also like, you have to know when to cut it off. You have to know when to move on.
And I think that's why he has not re-signed with them. Because I think now they're starting to see, okay. There's not a huge light at the end of the tunnel here. Let's let him go and still hope for the best for him.
Unfortunately, I agree. Another NFL news. Yeah, Calais Campbell signed with the Cardinals. That was the other NFL news I had. It's pretty much it. I think it's time to move on to college basketball, I believe.
Yes. All right. College basketball news. Really, the big news is transfer portal is wide open, and transfer portal is going crazy. I'm going to start off, obviously, a little bit of a – I'm going to start off with, like, our schools, and then I'm going to kind of switch into like Big Ten news, kind of. So obviously, going to start off with Purdue. Have lost four guys so far to the transfer portal, which is
that's insane,
devastating.
That's crazy
Will,
to me.
Brian Waddell, you don't know the name because he doesn't play. Will Berg, don't know the name. He barely plays, played a little bit this year. Miles Colvin, which was a meh loss. Today, unfortunately, we heard the news that we lost Cam Heidi, which is a devastating loss. Of course, he hit the three-pointer to tie the game at 60 on Saturday that Purdue unfortunately fell 62-60.
That one's big.
But on the bright side, Purdue also signs 6'11", 260-pound Oscar Clough, four-star, graded at a 95.
That's insane.
Center averages a double-double, as the second averages second most rebounds in the country, and shoots 63% from the floor.
That's just insane to me.
A big guy they needed in.
6'11 is crazy.
Let's look at your Ohio State Buckeyes. Not a lot has happened with the Buckeyes. Have lost a few rotational players, but also got one guy in.
Okay.
So, Austin Parks, you lost a center. Didn't really play much. Kind of a rotational guy. Evan Mahaffey, a little bit of a bigger name. You probably know the name. 6'6", 200-pound forward. A pretty solid guy. Michi Johnson. So get the story on Michi Johnson. Started his college career at South Carolina. Was there 1 year. Decided he wanted to leave. So he went to Ohio State for 2 years. Enters transfer portal. Goes back to South Carolina this year.
Wild.
Your addition. Or sorry, you lost one more guy. And this was a big one. Aaron Bradshaw.
Ooh.
Graded at a 99.
Yeah.
Five star. In return, you get Gabe Cupps from IU. People are like, oh, who's Gabe Cupps? Yeah, who's Gabe Cupps? He never played. So
IU lost everybody.
Yeah, they had no guys on their roster.
Yeah, IU literally doesn't have a basketball team. Yeah.
Let's go to the...
That was funny. SEC. Like, I saw a thing that said IU doesn't have a basketball team anymore.
Yeah, for real.
Which is
insane.
They
have a few guys now, but... When we look at Texas, they lost one, Devin Pryor. But they got Dalian Swain in, who comes from Xavier, who I don't remember if we talked about this last week. I don't think we did. Texas has a new head coach.
Oh, no, we did. Yeah.
We did? Sean Miller? All right.
Yep.
Some other coaching news that just happened this past week. After Maryland's loss to Florida, it was announced the day after that Kevin Willard, their head coach, would be leaving to take the job at Villanova.
That's crazy.
Maryland just yesterday did sign a head coach, though.
Crazy that he willingly left.
I know. Buzz Williams will be leaving Texas A&M and will be headed to Maryland to coach Maryland, which, after viewing X, not Twitter, X, Derek Queen might be staying.
Really?
He's been very vocal on X about the new head coach.
That's huge.
Take that as you will, but could be something big to look at.
Wow. That would be huge for Maryland.
So of course, some other like big coaching overtures. Iowa, Fran McCaffrey, he's gone. He's actually headed to Penn College now.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely very interesting spot for him to end up.
I guess whatever floats your boat. There's been a lot of interesting changes.
Here we go. Yes. Let me get it pulled up here.
I was not ready for all these transfer portal changes and all the head coaching changes, I was shocked to say the least. Especially that Maryland's coach left willingly. I don't understand that.
So I ended up doing a little bit more research on it. Their athletic director actually left before they played their round one game.
Really? Did he go to Nova?
No. So he actually went somewhere. I don't even know where.
Really? Interesting. That doesn't make sense then. Huh.
No, I don't. I didn't get it either. All right, here we go. All right. Coaching carousel. Texas A&M job is now open, obviously, with Buzz Williams leaving. Come on. Maryland job is obviously closed now. Oh, my gosh. It's just not lined up very well. Okay, Ben McCollum is headed to Iowa after being at Drake. Nico Mendeville is going to Minnesota after previously being at sorry, I should have known this beforehand. Nico Medved was at, oh yeah, Colorado State.
Oh, beforehand. Yeah.
Sean Miller, of course, head of Texas, talked about that last week. So those were the big ones that happened that day. I'm correct. Xavier has also hired their new head coach. They hired, oh wait, that's right. A name that we're all too familiar with, Richard Pitino.
Ah, that'll do her.
Those of you that know the last name Pitino, his dad is Rick.
Yep.
Who took St. John's quite a ways.
Yep. Unfortunately, not far enough.
Yeah, that screwed my bracket, let me tell you.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yours a little bit worse than that. So, yeah, I needed him to go a little bit further than he did. Gosh, dang it.
West Virginia got in a new coach, and it is Ross Hodge, who's the new head coach for them. Obviously, Villanova got Kevin Willard. Virginia brings in Ryan Odom. Will Wade. Where does that name sound familiar? Head coach at McNeese, former head coach at McNeese, is now headed to NC State.
Along with who else?
Okay. Listen here. maybe only for a year.
Really?
Interesting. So, as I would have been hurting a little bit, he's been in talks to some NBA teams to go in and working for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
IU found its new head coach, West Virginia's Darian DeVries.
Yep.
Will be headed there. I believe that is it.
A lot of changes, honestly.
Oh, Iona is getting a new head coach. He's actually coming from the New Orleans Pelicans as their assistant coach.
Really? Interesting. Fair enough.
So that's kind of it when it comes to coaching changes. But yeah, like a lot of it's just been the transfer portal's been going crazy. Teams going in and out. Also, a coaching position to really keep your eye on. Within the next 10 days, as reported, Tom Izzo is making his decision on his coaching career.
That's big. That's a big one right there.
And it's huge. That is a huge one, honestly, because it's going to decide the future of a lot of those guys on that team. And I mean,
oh, for sure.
When the transfer portal hit, they lost a lot. I'm going to be honest. So you didn't hear a lot about it, but Xavier Booker, center, and Trey Holloman, their starting guard, that was fantastic. That story on Trey Holloman, senior night up at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Every game up in Lansing, or every senior night up at Lansing, the seniors, when they walk off the court, kiss the center of the court, kiss the Spartan at the center. They were playing Michigan when it happened. Two Michigan players decided to stand at midcourt to not allow them to do it. Trey Holloman, only a junior, goes over and shoves them out of the way and gets into a bit of a scuffle with them. After the game, Tom Izzo allows Trey Holloman to kiss the center of the court. Now Trey Holloman's gone.
Yep. That's insane.
Not a great look.
Also, Michigan kind of screwed up for that, but whatever. Classic Michigan. Can't stand Michigan. Ugh. But yeah, no, that's... I wouldn't be surprised if Izzo retires. I mean, he's... How old is he?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello?
Unfortunately, I lost audio. Whoa, and my mic. Let me see if I can get this.
Pardon the technical difficulties here as Jackson tries to figure out his audio issues. See if he can.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
And I lost all audio. I got nothing. Oh, there we go.
All right. Hello?
I got you back.
All right. There we go.
Apologies.
Yeah. It's all good. Glad we got that figured out. How old is Tom Izzo?
Oh, boy. Tommy Izzo.
He's what, 60s?
70.
Holy cow.
He turned 70 January 30th.
Yeah, he needs to retire.
But you also got to look. Rick Pitino's also still coaching.
The weather has taken him.
Rick Pitino's 72.
I think it did, Jarrett.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did.
Got him there for... It almost got him there for a second. But, some of these guys are just way too old. It's like Pete Carroll. I don't know why Pete Carroll is still coaching.
Hey.
It's like...
I wanted Pete Carroll in Chicago if we didn't get Ben Johnson.
I know you did. I don't understand. He's way too old to be coaching.
I get his age, but you got to look at what he does despite his age. He's still out there participating in practice, throwing, running routes. Like, he doesn't
chewing look gum. Like
a typical 70-year-old out there. He looks he's still 30.
He chews the heck out of some gum, tell you that much.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know.
So, yeah, that's kind of like the big college basketball news. And then, of course, Final Four, all top seeds.
Yeah, first time since 08.
That's crazy. Most talented Final Fours we've ever seen. Of course, not a big story one. Like, oh, that's boring. Like, I get it. I fully agree. Mm-hmm. But definitely a big one to look at. So, and then kind of switching gears now, let's talk some MLB news.
Holy MLB.
That's so MLB, sure. we are kicking off week two.
Yeah, about to head into week two.
Of MLB. Here. And it's been
it's been a heck of a ride.
So the new thing you're going to hear when you hear MLB is torpedo. And like, why are we talking about torpedoes? Like, let's be honest.
We're not in the water.
The new shape of the bat that an MIT student or former MIT student that works for the Yankees organization came up with this bat that it's still within regulation. The regulation is the mass of the bat. So instead of making all the mass of the bat even throughout the barrel, you centralize it into one location and make that location more refined. So then when the ball hits that location, it's going to naturally give the ball more power and more speed off the bat. We saw it in a Yankees game where they hit an impressive 9 home runs.
Insane. Tied their franchise record, I believe.
I believe that Sunday.
I believe you're right, yeah. That's insane, dude.
Nope.
Nine home runs.
Saturday. 20 runs. Judge hits 3 home runs and 8 RBIs.
That's insane.
The first three pitches of the game were home runs.
When's the last time you've seen 20 runs in a game?
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, like you don't see
that it often. Point was the first time I'd seen it.
You don't see it often.
And it was in an extra innings game. This was not.
Yeah, exactly. You had three off the first three pitches. You had three home runs.
Yep.
That's insane.
It is. And but now the thing is more teams are starting to use it. Chicago started using it today. The Reds used it a few days ago where Ellie De La Cruz had a 7 RBI game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had two. I think I want to say he had two home runs.
He had two home runs. Be wrong.
Yeah. Like it's kind of crazy. I feel like the MLB is going to step in and say something. Like I wouldn't be surprised.
There's no rule.
Really? Then again, it could bring they could bring more viewership.
It is. It's bringing more. Yeah. Because
it's more entertaining.
There's those aspects of the game going on right now. There's some teams playing really well. We are down to already only two teams left undefeated.
Yeah, that's insane.
And they happen to both play in the same division. NL West, San Diego Padres sit at 7-0. The Dodgers sit at 7-0. We, though, only have one winless team, and it's not a team you'd think of.
Who is it? Is it the...
The Atlanta Braves are winless.
That's kind of crazy. That is insane.
Chance at revenge tonight. Atlanta Braves versus the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah. Huh. Fair enough.
Could get their first win of the season and give the Dodgers their first loss of the season. They're actually playing right now. The runners on first and second and two outs. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate against Blake Snell. He has walked both batters. So other than that, like not a ton of news. Of course, these are like some crazy things happening.
Yeah.
Completely changing the game. There's been some crazy scores. A lot is going on though with the Athletics. So going into this season, the Athletics, they're not like the Oakland Athletics or anything. They're moving
to Vegas.
No, they're moving to.
I thought it was. I could have swore it was Vegas.
Yeah, it might be.
Because I'm pretty sure it was like, oh, they're going to be with the Raiders, like Oakland Raiders.
The Athletics are moving to. You're right. They're moving to Vegas, but they are not moving until 2028. Their stadium won't be done until 2028. So they are currently playing at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento.
So are they the Sacramento Athletics or are they just the Athletics?
They're the Athletics, which has created a lot of problems with people because they've always been known as the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
And now that they're being moved out of Oakland, it's causing a lot of issues within their fan base.
Those poor fans.
And it does not help that they are currently on a 4-game skid.
Yeah.
They got swept by the Cubbies.
Yeah. Even worse.
The Cubs put up, or the Athletics in the 3-game series only put up 9 runs, and the Cubs ended up putting up 35 on them.
That's insane. That's insane.
Cubs put up 18-3, 7-4, and 10-2. They won 10-2 today.
That's insane.
Other news, the first cycle was hit in the MLB.
No.
Yesterday. I do believe it was yesterday. Let me double check my sources. No, 2 days ago. Excuse me. Apologies. It was Monday night. A Cubs player.
Oh.
And for the first cycle of the season, Carson Kelly. It's the first Cubs cycle since 1995.
Boo. We hate the
Carson
Cubs.
Carson Kelly's a guy that was not a projected top guy for the Cubbies, but has played really well for us, I'll be honest. He went 4-for-4 that day. 5 RBIs, 3 runs, and obviously a dinger to be able to get a cycle.
We hate the Cubs.
We love the Cubs here. That we are a pro-Chicago sports podcast.
No. Okay. No, we're not.
Well, this
we're Ohio.
Is kind of about sports, but I'm going to kind of give us a different twist. You understand us Chicago fans have had like the worst luck in history?
The Cleveland Browns.
No. I'm not just saying one sport. Like, The city as a whole.
Yeah, well, I don't care about the city as a whole.
109 years between World Series. The Chicago Bears haven't won a Super Bowl since 85.
Browns have never won one.
I get that. I get that, but like I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Our QB luck that we've had in Chicago? Yeah, okay.
Non-existent, yeah.
Ah, it's non-existent. Ah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. All right.
We're the only franchise to not have a QB pass for over 4,000 yards.
Yeah, that's insane. Unfortunate, but...
Like that's what I'm saying. Us Chicago fans are like...
You know what I forgot to mention? Browns fans actually got good news today, or yesterday.
I saw that! I did see yeah. that they're including their championships from the...
Four more. 46 to 49. We just got four more championships added to our record, baby.
Yeah.
We are now the third... We have the third most championships in NFL history.
You're not going to pass the... Wait.
Do you pass know the Steelers. Two ahead of you? Probably the Packers and... The probably Patriots, the Bears.
Probably.
No. Is it the Patriots?
The Bears don't
it's have probably, any. It probably is. I think the Patriots probably have like nine.
Well, it's because you got to look at all their Super Bowls that they won with Brady. Brady won seven.
Let's look it up. Who has the most championships in the NFL? The Packers, obviously.
Yeah, but I need them. But who's that two?
In the NFL history. It's the Bears.
Really?
Bears have nine.
What do the Patriots have?
This has six. They do have six.
Brady, it's because where Brady won seven Super Bowls.
He did, one with the Bucks.
You're right.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, the Browns have eight. They are tied with the Giants for at third. Passing the Steelers at six.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're better than the Steelers now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's right.
So, but yeah, like baseball's in full swing. Baseball's been great with the poor weather. Some games have unfortunately had to been canceled.
Yeah.
Especially in the Midwest, like around here, we're getting a lot of games been canceled. Got a lot of rough weather.
I know it's supposed to get rough here soon, especially.
It's going to get rough here in just about a half hour.
Yeah. So I think on that note, I think it's about time to pick some games. I think what we should do.
So, here's my thought for this week. Of course, you got to pick the Final Four.
Oh, of course.
And then you got to give me your opinion on who's winning the Natty.
I agree. I was going to say the same.
And then let's do some MLB picks this week. Let's pick our three teams.
All right. Because
let me see. It's Cubs, Indians.
Ugh. No.
You're not Indians. Reds. You're Reds. Reds. Sorry.
I don't understand Even why. Worse. Even I don't worse. Understand why we like Cincinnati Reds, but and then, I don't. Whatever.
Rangers. I believe.
Yep, that's correct. So, all right.
Auburn, here, Florida.
It's got to be Auburn.
I'm picking Florida.
Yeah, well, you're just going to add to your losing streak.
Walter Clayton Jr. is one of the best guards in college basketball. Shoots the lights out. Jahni Broome's injury is something to look out for. Because if you remember, game against Michigan State, he had to go back to the locker room for an injury. He didn't end up back and playing, but it is still something to keep an eye on.
But they've had like what? How many days has it been? They've had a week.
Yeah.
He should be okay.
They will have had a week or just about a week.
Yeah.
Duke Houston.
Easily. Easily. Yes,
unfortunately, Duke. It is going to be Duke. So Florida Duke national championship for me.
Auburn Duke. Auburn. Bro, what? Jackson, are you insane? Are you out of
Duke
your
is
mind?
Beatable. Duke is beatable.
Duke is not beatable. In no circumstances, see, Duke beatable. Okay, hang on a minute. 50 points, basically. What is that? 23. Okay, they win by 7. They win by 20. They are not beatable.
Florida.
I have Duke. Easily. Okay. Duke is beating
Natty,
Auburn.
Florida Natty. All right.
That is insane to me. Holy cow. I mean, fair all enough, right. though.
Shimmy on into.
Let's do NBA first, and then we'll go on over to the MLB.
That sounds great with me.
All right, let me share this. So we got. Grizzlies Heat.
Grizzlies Heat. Give it to Grizz. Give it to Grizzlies.
I'm also taking.
Ja Morant is being looked at, though, for a potential suspension.
Ooh.
For his one celebration of guns.
Shooting guns at a player. I understand that, but it's like at the same time, just whatever.
They're adults.
Yeah. Warriors Lakers. This is going to be a really good game. This will determine a lot in the West.
I'm going to take the Lakers. I think Luka has a pretty solid game.
I'm also taking the Lakers. Gosh dang it.
But what'd you take the Grizzlies Heat?
I'm taking the Grizzlies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're 2-for-2.
Yeah, unfortunately. Celtics Suns.
I'm going to take Celtics.
I'm taking the Celtics too. I think that could be a really good game, though.
It could end up being a good game. I think Tatum's going to have a very solid performance, though.
This game right here is going to be very good.
I'm going to actually take Rockets. The Rockets. I think Sengun has a fantastic game.
Are you kidding me?
Give me Alperen Sengun.
I'm also taking the Rockets here.
Mainly because I really want the Thunder to lose because we're just...
I'm tired of them winning all the time.
We're 6 games behind the Thunder, and we are just 3 games behind you.
Well, the Thunder's in the West, so...
No, I know, but like for the best overall record.
True, true. I also want the Thunder to lose just mainly for that reason. Cavs-Spurs. Taking the Cavs. Like, come
on. It's Cavs. Spurs... Of course, without Wemby, top player to watch scores 8 points a game. Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Nuggets-Warriors. This is also going to be a really good game.
Nuggets, Jokic is going to have another crazy night. Jokic is the MVP. I don't care what you have to say or what you think about it. Jokic is the MVP.
Okay, I have Nuggets, but I'm kind of want to switch to Warriors so that we have something different.
I mean, you're welcome to, but... You're going to lose. I mean, we were different on Thunder Rockets because I'm still sticking to my guns. I'm going Rockets.
I also said Rockets.
You did? I thought you said Thunder.
No,
because we both wanted, we need them to lose. Gotcha.
Mavs,
Clippers. I'm going to take Clips.
I'm also taking the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, dude.
Maybe the following day.
At least we were different in college.
That's true.
Knicks, Hawks. This. Game. Trae Young.
I'm going Knicks.
You're going Knicks? Are you sure?
Yes. You
sure you don't want to pick the Hawks?
I'm sure.
Gosh dang it, dude. I'm also going
Grizzlies, Pistons.
Yeah.
I'm taking Grizz.
Give me okay, Grizzlies. Thank God. I'm taking the Pistons.
Nah, give me the Grizzlies. Zach Edey. So get this. Since Memphis's head coach has been fired, Zach Edey has started every game since, and it's only been like two or three games since. He is currently on a 2-game streak of having a double-double, so definitely something to
watch.
That's
kind of wild.
They're starting to use him a lot more in their offense, and it is allowing him to get more boards because he has more confidence.
That makes sense. Moving on. Mavericks-Clippers again? Yeah.
I'll flip. I'm taking Mavs.
I'm sticking with the Clippers here. I'm going to stick with the Clippers. Moving on to Sunday. We have this game right here. Going
as
to be
as much
a
as
heater.
I want to pick against the Thunder, I'm not going to. I'm going to go Thunder.
I'm picking against the Thunder, and I'm taking the Lakers. Taking the LeGoat.
Bron's going to tear his ACL done for his career.
That game's not going to be good at all. Sorry.
Yeah, give me the Celtics.
Yeah. Cavs-Kings. I'm taking the Cavs.
I'm going to take Cavs, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. You know who to pick. Knicks, Suns. Honestly, going to be a pretty good game, I feel like.
Actually, give me the Suns.
Really? Okay. Devin Booker. Okay. Interesting. I'm taking the Knicks here.
Despite it being an MSG. Yeah.
I'm going to take the Knicks here. This game. Looking forward to this one here.
I'm actually going to go with the Nuggets at home. 25-13 at home.
Also taking the Nuggets.
You have Nikola Jokic. You're winning.
And another really good, you have Steph Curry, who just about broke the record last night.
Give me against... Alperen Sengun and the Rockets.
I'm taking the Warriors.
Dude, I'm so high on Alperen.
I know you are. You love him. He's really good, though. I have him in fantasy. Yeah.
He's so good.
So good. Moving on to Monday. Nothing. We're moving straight. Well, no, we can do the Kings Pistons game is actually going to be pretty decent. But it's going to be the Pistons. Yeah, it's going to be the Pistons. So. Bulls, Cavs. Give me the Cavs.
Oh, as much as I want to do it, I can't. Give me the Cavs.
Yeah, they're 32-5 at home. So come on now. Knicks, Celtics.
In MSG. Wow, going to be a tough one, but give me the Celtics.
I'm taking the Knicks.
I mean, Celtics on the road, 32-7 on the road.
That is crazy. They have more losses at home than away. That's, yeah, poor fans. Bucks, Timberwolves. Good
game. Give me the Timberwolves. Really? Ant's going to have another good game.
I'm taking the Bucks. Definitely taking the Bucks. Lakers, Thunder.
I'm going Thunder again.
I'm also going to switch here and go Thunder. And then this is going to be the last good game of the week here, the Warriors Suns.
I'm going to flip. I'm going to go Warriors.
I'm as well going to pick the Warriors again over the Suns. And then said, let's go to some MLB. I agree. Let's look at some MLB here.
What are we looking at? Cubs, Reds, Rangers, or any good game? Thursday.
Reds Brewers.
Reds Brewers could be a sneaky good game. I'm actually going to give me the Reds. Cortez got Cruz. Absolutely hammered in his first start. His ERA is now at 36.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That is awful, in fact.
Yeah, that's rough. Oh, I pray. Hey, they're favored. Reds gotcha. Are.
Friday.
Ooh, Padres Cubs. Holy cow.
In Wrigley, Imanaga's on the mound at an ERA of 0.82. I'm going to give me the Cubs, obviously. Shota Imanaga on the mound. King Kyle Tucker's been absolutely raking. Give me the Cubs.
I'm going to have to take the Padres. I just don't feel like the Cubs can end their win streak. Right? Like,
I mean, we'll see.
Surely not.
Rangers still not playing?
Apparently not. There they are.
Rangers, Rays. Rangers, Reds. Rangers, Rays. Give me the Rangers. I love Globe Life. I've been there once. Give me Globe Life. That Reds Brewers game is hard to decide, of course, with Brewers being undecided on their starter for that game. But ooh. I'm going to take the Reds in this one. Nick Martinez, I had a buddy that actually went to the game that he started in.
Really?
Played pretty well.
I'm going to pick the Reds again. Can't go away from them. Come on now.
See, that should be a four-game set for them. You're going to have a three-game set here.
Ooh.
Cubs, Padres.
Ooh, you know what?
New pitcher. Matt Boyd is going to be on the mound for the Cubs. That'll be his first career start, I do believe.
You know what?
Give me the Cubs.
He's going to get it done.
He's going to get her done.
He's getting it. Get it. Yep. I can't talk. Apparently he's getting her done.
Friendly confines, baby.
Rangers again here.
Rangers, Rays. Oh, Jacob DeGrom. Had a no decision, no runs his last time out, five innings. Give me Jacob DeGrom.
I'm going to take the Rays here.
And the Rangers.
I'm going to take the Rays.
Okay.
Just, you know. Ooh. Yeah, ooh.
Brandon Singer, Rodriguez. See, the Brewers pitching staff looks a lot worse than what it is because they played the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's true.
I'm gonna stick here and I'm gonna go to the Reds. I think the Reds take the first two. I think Reds take the first two of three.
I think the Reds are just gonna sweep them, to be honest. Like, come on.
I'm not seeing a four game sweep here, unfortunately.
Nah, surely. The Reds again.
Yep, this is a four-game set. Give me Brewers.
Yeah,
no, I think they're going to split series at 2s and 2s.
Fortunately, you're wrong. I'll take the Rangers on this last one here. Actually, Rangers, no, I Rays. Won't. I will not, actually. I take that back. I'm taking the Rays.
Rasmussen, pretty solid pitcher for the Rays. I'm going to take the Rays. And Cubs, Padres.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Completely skipped you there.
I'm going to go Cubs. I think they get the 3-game sweep.
Unfortunately, I disagree. I'm taking the Padres.
Cubs starting off, actually, haven't even played at home yet, honestly.
That'll be their first home. No, this will be their first.
It says 0-2, but it'll be their first actual home games because
that was Japan.
They played over in Japan.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
This will be their first home set. So, yeah, give me Chicago. Always play well in the friendly confines.
Let's see. They play the – wow.
Cubs-Rangers. And see, that's at Wrigley, too. Justin Steele on the mound. Oh, Eovaldi, though. I'm going to take the Rangers.
I'm also taking the Rangers here, unfortunately.
So here's my prediction for this game. Justin Steele's going to get a no decision. The game's actually going to come down to the 8th inning.
Oh. You know what? Okay. Shoot.
Reds, Giants. Yeah, sorry, buddy. Logan Webb on the mound, and it's Hunter Green. You're not getting her done. That's going to the Reds. Or that's going to the Giants.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is going to the Reds.
No, it's going to the Giants.
I'm picking the Reds. I can't. The
Reds aren't winning 5 straight, buddy.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You know why? It's going to Tuesday.
They're not winning 6 straight.
Do they play Tuesday?
Cubs, Rangers. Jameson Taillon on the mound versus Jacob Leiter. I'm taking the Cubs. Jameson Taillon pitched today and pitched very well. Went, I believe, 6.2 today.
I'll take the Cubs just because I haven't picked them enough. That's the only reason why. Yeah. That's the only reason why. And then let's go down to the Reds here. They're winning 6 straight.
Who are they playing? Giants, Roops on the mound.
The Reds are winning 6 straight, dude.
I think they lose 2 straight, or I guess this would be 3 straight. I think they lose 3 straight. Give me the Giants.
Not a chance. And then that'll be it for, I guess, Wednesday.
Into Wednesday. Go to Imanaga on the mound. I can't bet against him. ERA's already to start the season under 1. I can't bet against him. Give me the Cubs.
Let's move down. The Reds play again. All right. You know what? I'll take the Giants here.
I'll say Justin Verlander's on the mound, buddy.
I'll have them go 6-1 over this week's stretch.
I think they lose. I guess this would be 4 straight. Give me the Giants. They're going to get swept.
No, not a chance.
Bring out the brooms.
Not a chance. Well,
all right.
We have a whole lot of picks this week. Our records are going to go sky high. Or really bad.
Mine are
going to be fantastic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Reds are going to stink.
They probably are, to be honest. They definitely
are. Going to win the Natty.
No.
Cubs are going to be playing really well.
You have not watched Duke and Cooper Flag. And it shows.
I'm just not a fan.
And it shows you have not watched Cooper Flag.
Cooper Flag's good.
Oh, what was that?
I'm a fan of Duke.
What was that? Say again.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here on the Scoreboard, episode 26.
That's right. Go out there and watch basketball, baseball, sports.
Join in next week. We'll bring it to you live.
Yes, sir.
Jackson and Aiden. See you next week.
Peace.